So grateful for those who are here on tonight, and it says a lot for you to be here on a Wednesday night, and it says that you are not only interested in your spirituality, but concerned, and you want to do that which is best for your soul, and you want to make sure that you are a good example to your children. Tonight, we're going to be talking for a few minutes on controlling ourselves. We have talked about four other subjects every Wednesday night. And tonight, I want us to just look at a few passages, gather a few thoughts, and hopefully it'll be something that will help you not just today, but tomorrow. And hopefully it will encourage you to look at yourself even more. The beauty of the judgment is that it will be a day that God will judge us according to his word. Jesus said on one occasion that it's going to be his word that will judge us, John 12, verse 48. And friends, that's a beautiful thing. Many are afraid of the judgment. But if we truly look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 through 30, God gives us an avenue every Lord's day to judge ourselves. Every Lord's day, in the wisdom of God, God allows us to look within our own self and to know our own heart. And we can know our own heart. We should know our own heart. Whether it is in line with the Holy Writ or out of line with the Holy Writ. But one thing we do know as it relates to controlling ourselves, the Apostle Paul said that we need to control not only our body, but our minds. In 2 Corinthians, I want to do that one later. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through verse number 5. Here, the Bible teaches us to control our thoughts. But how? He says here, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." It's not pulling out guns and knives. "But mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments," words, thoughts, ideas, "and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." Here it is. "Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." If we're going to be people who learn how to control self, we have to learn how to take every thought into captivity. That's a struggle. Because just as we allow our words sometime to run rampant, sometimes we allow other things to run rampant. We have to bring those things in. God has given us a filter, if you will, and that's the Word of God. But also in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says something that's interesting, and he links it to heaven. Well, how do you know that, Brother Bonner? Well, let's see. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse number 24. "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way, listen to the language, that you may obtain it." Obtain what? The prize. It's interesting that Paul in Philippians 4, verse 13, tells us to be pressing toward that prize. But notice what he goes on to say. "And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate," self-controlled. We're controlling ourselves in how many things? He says all things. "Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown." Now notice this, friends. There's one thing to receive a medal, to receive a ring, to receive some type of honor down here. But Paul says that's not for us. We're doing it for an imperishable crown. It's not something that you're going to be able to put in your hand and put it on top of your head. is something that will not be destroyed. It's incorruptible, undefiled. Fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. But notice, therefore I run, not with uncertainty. I know what I'm doing. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, it's not shadow boxing, but I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection. So notice two things. My mind and now my body, brought under control, under the obedience of Christ. I was talking to a guy the other day, brother in Christ, and I was trying to pin him down. What does it mean to follow Christ? Well, his righteousness and what he did for us on the cross. Friends, we follow Christ by following his word. God has given us his word that subjects our mind when we discipline ourselves. One of the hardest things to do is to discipline oneself. Yet, it is the most rewarding because something comes out of it. Number one, if it's my body, then I begin to shape my body. If it's my mind, I begin to bring my thoughts in and they become precise. I talk with precision. I talk with holiness. I talk with righteousness. I talk with aim. I'm not just blurting out words. My words mean something. I'm not just talking just to be talking, but my words mean something. But notice what he says. But I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, here is how it is connected to heaven. I myself should become a castaway. Castaway from what? Castaway from glory. From heaven. Friends, our self-control, or the lack thereof, can either have a great reward or dire consequences. The more I thought about this and I think about it, God wants us to be a people like his son. The fruit of the spirit, self-control. Add to your faith, self-control. I want us to challenge ourselves because Brother Rick is going to be talking about some things on next week that will bless our lives. I guarantee you, he's working on those things for Wednesday night. But I want us to challenge ourselves to be more in control of our mind and our body. And with that being said, Christ is our life. We're hidden in Christ. He is our hope, our life. He's the one that governs our thoughts. Question. Who's controlling you? I remember on one occasion where I allowed an individual to control my anger. That person made me mad. Y'all know anybody like that? Y'all got people that just looking at them, just. No one should have that type of control over you. God controls us. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be controlled by God. But it is submission. One thing about the Lord, he doesn't force himself upon us. Everything he does is on a voluntary basis. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider that our obedience to the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you're a child of God, you need special prayer. Maybe you haven't been controlling yourself. Maybe you've been letting your words come out any type of way. You know, your words don't have to cut, or your words don't have to be curse words in order to cut. They just have to be words that are not with grace seasoned with salt, or they just have to be words that are not like apples of gold and sentences of silver. Let's think about that as we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.